grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
All right. Yes, yes, once again, we've made it to 4:22 p.m. And we're joined by Chris from The Hemp Store. Shout outs to The Hemp Store.
Well, kia ora.
Kia ora. How's it going?
Very well. And kia ora to all the listeners out there. And kia ora also to Gandalf, the Green Fairy.
Kia ora, Gandalf.
Leading our news this week. And literally in every media outlet you could imagine, including some overseas. Because when police decide to bust Gandalf, the Green Fairy, you know, that guarantees some coverage, which is great because that's exactly what we need to get some change happening. A lot of the headlines had things like sparks outrage, and I guess that was as close as they could get to their weed terms, but it is outrageous. It is. Gandalf, for those who don't know, Paul Smith, 66 years old, of somewhere around Whangarei, quite well known, especially up north. Sources in the police say they've known about him for decades.
Yuck.
Popular, hundreds of patients being served by him and helped. But he's unlicensed. He's what they call a legacy grower, someone who's been around forever but is kind of left out of the new legal framework, like a lot of patients are. And so he does what, you know, the market has kind of failed to do, which is provide low-cost or free cannabis meds to vulnerable and elderly and disadvantaged people who would otherwise not be able to afford to go to a clinic or pay kind of top dollar or whatever.
Exactly.
And so, you know, doing a real service, I think. And he was actually on the old Paddy Gower documentary. That's where he came to a sort of mainstream attention, I guess. And so police certainly would know about him because of that, if nothing else. And so a bit of tacit approval where, you know, allowed to kind of keep going. He'd been, he'd been visited by police before, left alone. So it does beg that question of why now? So Tuesday last week, it was a dozen cops with guns, axes and sledgehammers. Raided his house, destroyed everything. Like that. Bit over the top, eh? Seized plants and products. Charged Paul with cultivating, possessing for supply. And some other kind of weird, obscure supply charge. Possible 8-year jail sentence for this. He actually appeared in Whangarei Court on the first appearance on Monday. 50 or so protesters turned up. Waving signs, chanting, making a bit of focus on a bit of news. And all the media turned up as well. So it was all, you know, One News, Radio New Zealand stuff, blah, blah, blah. Some great signs among them. A garden is not a crime scene.
Unless you're thinking of the Bible, then all.
Not everyone can afford prescription weed, and leave our green fairies alone. Ideas, please. Text them in if you've got an idea for the placard that you would wave outside the Whangarei District Court for the next appearance.
Send through.
April 29 is his next time back. So he has pleaded not guilty and elected trial by jury, which is really good.
That's awesome because I'm sure that the jury will be have some sort of sound mind going on.
At least one, hopefully. No, there will be. And you know, what jury could possibly convict, you know, a guy that's doing this sort of thing? Radio New Zealand had a really good, interesting article about it. They talked to Chloe Swarbrick, who had some good things. But before that, they talked to a former police officer who said he was quite embarrassed to admit that he used to go around arresting people for one joint. And his attitude was lock them up, prosecute, take it to the hilt sort of thing. And now he's actually a patient of Gandalf's.
Too little, too late.
Well, he was being supplied medicinal cannabis by Gandalf, and he's worried not just about himself, but of course all the hundreds of other patients. And he gives he kind of gets stuck into, you know, how is this serving the public interest, and how does it meet the Solicitor General's guidelines for a prosecution? Police refused to comment. The Guardian, that was great. So a bit of coverage over in Europe there, England. They pointed out, well, medicinal cannabis have been legal in New Zealand since 2020, But patients are reliant on gaining a doctor's prescription to access it for treatment. So-called green fairies provide cheaper, more readily available, hidden market products. I thought that was interesting too. It's a hidden market. Which is quite a good way of, you know, describing it in a way, rather than calling it illicit or other kind of, you know, derogatory terms. It's also been covered over in Canada, Mugglehead magazine. That's one of my favourite
publications. True stories.
Yeah.
That's good.
And they actually talked to Paul Gandalf, so a lot of this coverage didn't even talk to him. But he's in there saying, this just seems ludicrous, ridiculous, ludicrous, idiotic and insane. He's very eloquently described the situation there. Chloe Swarbrick also calling it appalling, absolute waste of police resources, and pointed out information out, or research at a Massey University, is that only 37% of patients are actually legal, are obtaining it legally. So two-thirds aren't. Two-thirds are getting it from people like Gandalf.
Support your local.
That's right. That's right. And support Gandalf. He's actually, the actual exactly. supporters of Gandalf have set up a Give a Little. If you go to Give a Little and search on it, I guess just for Gandalf, but the page is called Gandalf Needs Your Help. You can give a little donation because he's got some going to have some legal expenses fees, coming up. Yeah. And that jury trial, that's going to be great. And, you know, actually, like these 50 people did that showed up to the court, it makes a huge difference. It really does.
It really does.
Not just for the morale of the accused, the person who's there with potentially having their life thrown upside down over, you know, being charged for a plant, which I've faced that myself. And having all those supporters there, that made a huge difference to me. It
of
really
course.
Did when
yeah,
I went
yeah.
through court. But also, it has an effect on the judge and other people involved.
Totally.
They see that you're supported by people in the community and you're not just a, you know, dirty criminal kind of thing that they're trying to portray you as.
Yeah.
So, you know, block out April 29 in your diary and head on up to Whangarei to show Gandalf some support.
Outs to Gandalf.
Right on. Also from up north, Northern Advocate, just today, editorial in the Northern Advocate. Industrial hemp could be a game-changing crop for the far north. And this relates to what we were talking about last week, this review of the hemp regulations, and saying, well, actually, here's a legitimate way that people could have a lot of jobs in that, but you've and including growing cannabis, and but you've got to change a few rules to allow that to happen. And then people like Gandalf and others could perhaps transition into that sort of thing. And on a related thing, Wasim Al-Zahar of the Cannabis Clinic, he actually wrote an op-ed this week in The Post, which is down in Wellington. It's been even in the Waikato Times and a few other places. The magic green fairies can offer the medicinal cannabis industry. Because I heard some, you know, whispers in that. People, oh, they must have been put up to it. It must have been lobbying by the licensed companies or something like that. I certainly haven't heard of any evidence of that. But he, the biggest prescribing clinic in the country, is saying actually there's a role for it, and green fairies he calls the beginning and the backbone of medical cannabis, and that they have the information, the knowledge, and he's saying, well, there could be a role where green fairies are working in the cannabis clinics, you know, alongside the doctors and doing treatment with them.
Well, that would require sort of
logic and sense.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, but you know, we've got David Seymour doing the hemp review, hemp regulations review, and it's this sort of thing, you know, that easy, low-hanging fruit that they could just solve and get a win and go, yeah, hey, we're not such pricks after all, it turns out.
I don't know if they care that much about that.
I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be.
Okay. Let me switch up my energy.
I've got to, like, just take a breath with this terpene drink. Would you like one?
Sure. Gosh, you bring me gifts.
Oh, yeah.
This is the old laboratory.
No, I'm just saying. This is the Good Herb Soda in Zone, which has got the terpenes from the sativas.
And so where can you get this from?
Well, from the hemp store, of course. I think some supermarkets too, and that, you know.
Chin chin.
Good locally made product, and it's got those uplifting terpenes from the sativas.
Oh, Jesus.
Woo! Now, the other thing that had a lot of news this week, a lot of coverage, and we'll just cover this quickly because it's kind of interesting, I guess. A guy walking off the Inter-Islander ferry found to be carrying a suitcase full of cannabis, and off the back of that, and they do actually sometimes loiter with sniffer dogs on the ramps of the ferry.
Oh, please, they should not be able to do that.
They do. They dressed it up as saying it was about meth being shifted by organised crime.
Right.
But of course they get the Vietnamese guy, that looks like a stereotype, let's search the Vietnamese person. Turns out, off the back of that, a bit of a network of rented houses here in Auckland converted to grows, which, you know, can be a bit overloading the electricity, fire risk, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is here, these guys have been sent to jail now, or are on their way to jail, is what some of the coverage is saying.
Oh, dear.
they're lured here under false pretenses. There was a related story, actually a different incident, but it was also in the Herald this week, talking about this visa scam. And this was another Vietnamese cannabis worker up north that was paid $45,000 to come here on the pretext of having a job as a painter and their kind of immigration stuff. And now, or then, found themselves working on a cannabis farm
painting
under
false
pretenses. They know where their family lives back in Thailand and they can make threats against them. And this happens all around the world, everywhere where it's illegal. Anyway,
that makes sense.
You know, vote no in the referendum, and that's what we end up, is Gandalf being busted and Vietnamese immigrants being scammed and turned into basically slaves for illegal cannabis farms.
Ghastly.
It is a bit. So, shall we say some good news?
Yes.
We have got some good news. And that's that New Zealand is exporting our crap weed to Aussie for them to have. Which I kind of thought was quite funny. So this is a cannabis company that's gone under, liquidated down in Christchurch, Medical Kiwi, and instead of their shit weed being sold around New Zealand, they just offloaded it to the Aussies and, you know, they just chop it with tobacco and they're probably quite
happy with it. Philanthropy, I would call it.
Yeah. So it's probably made the cannabis better in both countries, as that quote goes.
Hey.
Reviews of this cannabis include, this is patient reviews, pretty sure cardboard has more terps than this flower. This shit is so old it's not even recognisable as cannabis, and this is ultra old stock in fire sale. So yes, be glad that it's not here, but it's over there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it's kind of good news. The other good news is there's Canada's most popular strain has just been approved here. Pink Kush just got approved here this week. It's been the top selling legal strain in Canada for the last 4 years, and now you can get a 10 gram off the doctor. There you go, I'm keen.
And where can I go to the doctor?
Well, you can just Google cannabis doctor and find all the clinics, or you can talk to your own GP is a good way to do it too.
True story.
And, you know, if that's not what you want to do though, you can give me a ring or come down to the hemp store and we'll hook you up with the doctor who will just do a bit of a telehealth consult over the phone.
Yeah.
And there you go. Done and dusted. Easy. Sure. It is easy peasy. We are literally helping, you know, dozens of people a day or
exactly.
a week or whatever into that. So that's great. So. Very good. And today, right now, if you head on to the hemp store by 6 o'clock, if you've got a bag of weird mystery crystals left in your coat pocket from that festival or whatever it is, right, if you've got some weird stuff and you're like, what is this? Head on up to the shop because the Drug Foundation are there right now till 6 o'clock doing the substance checking.
Oi, turn your car around. Head to Karangahape Road.
That's the one.
With
and then,
the stuff in your wallet.
It's what they call date night on K Road tonight.
That's right.
All the bars and places. Well, if you go to the Whakamana Cannabis Museum, which is just behind the hemp store.
That's the Hopetoun Alpha.
It is. Our mates there have got dab night for date night. That's on tonight.
Do dads get discounts or something?
This is dab night, not
date
night.
Oh, dab night.
Yeah. We won't explain too much more, but if you know, you know.
That's awesome. All right, well, shit. When does that stop?
Medical dabs, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't have an exact time on that, but just head on up there now.
Yeah, do it. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's the same sort of temperature as it was last week. A little bit ghastly, a little bit positive.
Yeah, that's the way. Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Well, thanks, Chris. You've been awesome.
I'll try for more good news next week.
No, it's all good. It's all, you know. Someone actually just texted in and said, what's the pink kush good for?
Ooh, well, that's what you'd want to ask your doctor, I think. I'm not actually sure of the terpene profile or whatever. We'll have to get some more information. But that's exactly the kind of question you can ask the doctor in the consult.
Exactly. Or even if you tap in next week, I'm sure we'll have some sort of keywords. But yeah, thank you, Chris.
All right. Cheers.
Awesome. Banging. Let's do it.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.